Do you have a bush around here that produces red berries called either a sumac or shumake? You heard of that?
Does it have berry? Yeah. We have shumac. Sumac.
Well, some people use different pronunciations.
With red berries.
I believe.
We've got something that has a little purple berry. I don't know.
Yeah, it might not be exactly fire engine red.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Maybe a deeper, darker color. What do you usually call that? You say sumac or shumake?
Shumake.
Shumake.
Uh-huh. Right now it has a brilliant red leaf on it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember berries being on shumake. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There must be some.
What about this stuff that if you get into it, it'll make your skin break out and itch?
Poison ivy.
Think similar to that?
No.
Poison oak?
Poison oak. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that anywhere similar to poison ivy, or is it the same thing?
The poison oak and poison ivy, I guess it is. And some people say that, no, I'm thinking about the Virginia creeper, they say is not poisonous, but it all looks like to me, so mm-hmm. I consider it poisonous.
I see. What about different kind of berries that grow around here?
Edible or otherwise?
Both.
We have blackberries and blueberries. Some people call those huckleberries, and they might be a little different.
Do you have these things that are, people talk about having something or another, shortcake?
Strawberry shortcake. We don't raise strawberries here. Maybe some people have a few in the garden, but not to any great extent.
What about raspberries?
Not that I know of.
What you would call them?
Raspberries.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any kind of laurel growing around here?
Mountain laurel,
sure.
This type of thing? There is something that someone has called, I think, mountain laurel, but I don't know that that's what it is.
Is that something like rhododendron? Are you familiar with that?
I've seen rhododendron, and I think it's similar, but I really don't know.
What about the southern tree with the green shiny leaves and the white flowers throughout the tree?
Magnolia, mm-hmm.
I guess those grow around here.
This one in the backyard.
Didn't even
notice. A little one.
A few things that have to do with the family. Say if a woman doesn't want to have to make up her own mind, she might say, well, just let me ask my
husband.
Or if the husband, likewise, he might say, just let me ask my
wife.
What about a woman whose husband has died? You'd say she's a
widow.
Is there any term you've ever heard for a woman whose husband hasn't died but he's just up and gone?
A grass widow?
Yeah. Do you have any idea why she would be
called
a grass
idea.
Widow?
I have no idea. No.
Okay. The man who raised you, that was your...
My father.
What did you call your father?
Daddy.
And his wife, that was your...
My mother. I called her Mama.
And your father and your mother together, they were your...
Parents.
Your father's father, that was your...
My grandfather.
What did you call him?
Granddaddy.
You just knew one of them, right?
No, I knew many. I had my two grandfathers plus my three great-grandfathers.
Oh, I see. Did you call them anything in particular?
Usually Granddaddy Johnny, Granddaddy Wilder, you know, by their first name.
And your grandfather's mother, that was your...
My grandfather's mother was...
I mean wife.
Was my grandmother.
Right.
She was Grandma.
Grandma.
And we called her by her first name.
I see. What about your sons and your daughters together? Those are your...
My children.
What about a name that a child might be known by just within his family? You'd say that you've given the child a...
A nickname.
Mm-hmm. Do your children have nicknames, or did you have one?
Oh, I've got a nickname. My nieces and nephews call me Wheezy.